Hello, dear friend, dear meditator. Welcome back to the podcast Meditation with Raphael. I am your host, your guide, and as always, I am truly honored to be part of your journeys. If you enjoy these meditations, you might also enjoy getting a new meditation every day. I post daily meditations on the Premium Apple podcast as well as on Patreon. By becoming a patron, you get daily downloadable meditations, as well as exclusive videos and content, monthly Zoom meetings with me, Q&A sessions, and special discounts on upcoming courses and meditation retreats. Not only will you enjoy all these perks, you will be supporting the channel in our mission to simplify and demystify meditation, transcendence, and awakening, and spread these beautifully simple techniques to the world. So please, do have a look and sign up now on www.patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. That's Patreon, patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. Or directly on the premium version of this podcast, available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. I also have a free letter that I send out once a week, where I share thoughts on meditation, mindfulness, self-transcendence, and living a great life, as well as news on the content I post on the podcast, on YouTube, and on the blog. You can sign up for free directly on my website, www.RaphaelReiter.com. All the links and information are available in the show notes for this episode, so without further ado, let us begin on today's meditation. Make sure you're sitting in a safe place and that you won't be disturbed during the entirety of this meditation session. This guided meditation will be in two parts. The first part will be a vibrational meditation for transcendence, where we will use a sound, a vibration, with binaural beats to transcend, to go beyond our ego, our intelligence, our understanding of the world, and allow us to experience who we are at the core of our being in our most natural state. The second part will be a contemplation on a thought, a quote, an idea. So please make sure that you listen to this session until the end. We'll be here for approximately 25 minutes, and I highly suggest that you add a little buffer at the end for you to observe your stillness and to really take the most out of the calm energy that you're creating during this session. Simply sit there at the end and enjoy. When you're ready, sit nice and comfortably. You can sit on the floor, you can sit on a chair, whatever feels comfortable, and wherever you're available to sit with a good posture, to sit with pride, with dignity, taking space, to sit as you would if right now you were yourself at your highest potential, the highest version of yourself, if you will, the most natural version of yourself. I will start to introduce now a vibration, a sound, and you will put your attention as gently and effortlessly on that vibration. Put it on the foreground of your mind right now. When thoughts come, give yourself a moment. If you feel like observing these thoughts, that's okay. But very promptly, don't let these thoughts churn into an automated whirlpool of thoughts and feelings and emotions. Thoughts are indeed an integral part of the meditation, but for now, we let them go. And we do this passively, as when we find ourselves thinking, we don't judge the thoughts, we don't give opinions on the thoughts, and we don't try to eliminate them. We simply go back to the vibration, we put it back on the foreground of our minds, gently. At some point, I will fade out the vibration, and it will disappear. When it does, reproduce it in your own mind. Let it resonate for approximately a minute. may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Take your time to get reacquainted to the sensations in your own body and let your body do what your body wants to do. So if you need to wiggle, wiggle. If you need to stretch, stretch. If you need to smile, smile. Don't force anything. Keep it natural and stay seated nice and still, appreciating this beautiful calm energy you've created for yourself and for the people you love, for the people you serve, as your state will have a direct vibrancy to all the people around you. Give yourself a pat on the back. Be grateful for yourself showing up every single day here. And before I leave you, I would like to share a quote with you by one of my favorite teachers, Stoic philosopher. Yesterday we talked about Seneca, I believe. Today we will talk about Epictetus. The quote is very powerful. "I have to die. If it is now, well then I die now. If later, then now I will make my lunch, since the hour for lunch has arrived. And dying, I will tend to later." I really like this quote. And I would like you to let me know how this resonates with you. We're all going to die. This is part of the cycle of life. Whether we believe in an afterlife, whether we believe that our energy disappears or not, does not matter. This is what will happen. But now is the time to live. And so do what you have to do. Be what you must be. Follow the virtues, the values that are important to your heart. If you do, you will respect yourself and you will respect the sanctity of life. Remember Abraham Maslow. What one can be, one must be. So yes, you will die. Maybe at the end of today, maybe in a year, or in 10 years, or in 50 years. But for now, what is your duty? What is your purpose? Who do you serve? Who do you love? Who loves you? Tend to what needs to be tended now. And as Epictetus says, "And dying, I will tend to later." Thank you so much for being here today, for taking the time and giving yourself the opportunity, the gift of being present in the moment and experiencing the core of who you really are. Remember that it doesn't matter if today was deep or not deep, it is all part of a process. The important thing is to keep practicing and to make your mindfulness and meditative practices as consistent as you can. If you're interested, remember that you can have access to daily meditations with me, as well as other cool perks by becoming a supporter of Meditation with Raphael on Patreon. Have a look at the links in the show notes for the Patreon page, the premium Apple Podcast page, the links to the blog, the free weekly letter, and ways to get in touch with me. I always love hearing from you, so do not hesitate to send me a message on Twitter or Instagram, or directly on my email. Until next time, remember that I see you, I feel you, and I appreciate you. Take care. Bye-bye.